I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Draft weekend in the National Football League, an exciting time. Coming up on the show, we'll take you inside the film room and look at Janoris Jenkins, our legacy interview with former Giants kicker Matt Barr. But to get things started, the Giants started out draft week with voluntary minicamp. Obviously, the players excited to be back, get back into football operations. Got a new head coach in Ben McAdoo. Also a new offensive coordinator. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Mike Sullivan. As you move from quarterbacks coach to coordinator now, what are some of the changes in your responsibilities?
Well, I think it starts with the fact that I'll be tied into not just the quarterback position, but all phases of the offense, the offensive line, the tight ends, receivers, the backs, and trying to have both the run game and the passing game be coordinated in the various situations, and so really excited about that.
What about learning this offense last year under Ben McAdoo when he was the offensive coordinator? What are some of the things that you took out of this offense and why it is so productive?
Well, I think it starts with the quarterback, and it starts with how the plan is built early in the week through the eyes of the quarterback and the latitude that he gets to make adjustments and to have input with regard to what we call, what we don't call, and how the plan is built. And certainly we have a great player, just a true professional to work with in Eli Manning, so we're very fortunate in that regard.
Talk a little bit about your career arc, and you're offensive coordinator in Tampa, now you're with the Giants. Who are some of the people that really influenced you and some of the philosophies that you have?
Well, I think when I was here prior to leaving for Tampa, working closely with Kevin Gilbride was a great teacher, a tremendous offensive mind. He was a great influence, as was Coach Coughlin. And then prior to that, working when I was on the defensive side of the ball with Bob Sutton, who's now the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. I was with him at Army. He was a great influence. And certainly Jim Trussell, who I worked with at Youngstown State, were some guys that just had a big impact on me and it really helped me get to where I'm at now.
As you think about this 2016 season and what lies ahead, obviously there's still a draft to come. There's a lot of pieces still to be put in place, but what are some of the objectives that you and Coach McAdoo have on the board of areas in which you want to get better at offensively?
Well, there's two that really jump to the forefront. The first would be what we call the green zone or the red zone. You know, we have chances to put points on the board. We've got to do a much better job. We were 29th last year, and that's got to get better. And a lot of that was self-inflicted, whether it was turnovers or penalties or missed assignments. So that would be number one. And then number two is third down. We finished 22nd, and that's not good enough. And again, part of that's a byproduct of what we did on first and second down that put us in some third and extra longs, but also just needing to do a better job of execution, putting our players in better positions to be successful. Those are really the two areas that jumped to my mind right away as far as we got to get better at.
At the end of last season, the running game showed growth. Is that something that you build upon moving into 2016?
Absolutely. You know, Coach McAdoo has talked time and again about us wanting to be a balanced team, and that's so important. Not just because when the weather gets bad and you want to have an all-terrain type offense, but I think it sets up and complements our pass game, particularly our fakes and our action type passes, and takes some of the pressure off the line and the quarterback. So that would be a great goal of ours to pick up where we left off and do a great job in the run game.
And finally, how important is it for you, having been his position coach, now being the offensive coordinator, and that relationship of knowing how to work closely with Eli Manning?
Well, having known Eli since 2004, the receiver coach for 6 years, and then his position coach for three, there's a communication aspect that all starts with trust, and it starts with him being able to confide in me and know that he can say whatever's on his mind, and it's going to be listened to, and we'll, you know, there's great respect in the work that he does and the preparation he takes. I think our history, our relationship, you know, I couldn't ask for a better quarterback to be working with, and really excited and grateful to be here with him.
Good stuff from Coach Sullivan, and excited about the 2016 season. When we come back, we'll tell you about one of the heroes from the 1990 season as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants celebrated the 25th anniversary of the 1990 Super Bowl champion Giants, and no player played as big a role as the kicker, Matt Barr, in our legacy interview.
Am I looking at you or the camera?
Yeah, just look at me.
Okay.
Matt Barr interview, take one.
I was very ill, apparently, as a newborn. And one of my brothers said, "That's all right, Mommy. We can always buy another." Because my parents were both teachers, they had every ball, bat, racket known to mankind. So our house was central activity location for the whole neighborhood. And whatever sport was in season, you played. Having two older brothers, one 7 year older, one 3 year older, you just wanted to play. So if you wanted to play with my brother's friends, you had to be able to take a lot of abuse, which was really good practice for being a kicker. But it was a great experience growing up because you played all sports and you played to have fun. That's kind of what my parents' philosophy was, both in school and in sports. Play every sport. Do as well as you can educationally. Good things will happen.
In week four of the 1990 season, Matt Barr became the Giants' permanent place kicker. And he knew exactly what it would take to meet the high demands of head coach Bill Parcells.
I said to him, I get the feeling that as long as I make field goals, I get to stay around. And he goes, "You're absolutely right." And that's the way it was. Bill Parcells wanted you to perform, period.
And from the first time he stepped onto the field, Barr knew he had come to the right place.
I felt a teammate of those guys, and that's one of the welcoming aspects of the Giants. I felt like a teammate on day one. I think it was the first game I was in. We get down to a last-second field goal. They call a timeout. LT comes back from the huddle during the timeout. He goes, "You take all the time you want. We'll keep them out of there."
This is going to be a long kick for Barr, 40 yards to win it. The Giants win.
And that's what a team leader does. And there were Phil Simms, Bart Oates, a lot of team leaders. And when you have team leaders on the offensive line, the defensive line, among the linebackers, the DBs, and that's a team. I've always said first that field goals are the most team-oriented aspect in the game of football. You think about it, the defense has to win the ball. The offense has to drive the ball down into position. Then you need 9 good blocks in front of you. If one person on the line misses a block, you're not making the field goal. It has to be a good snap. And Haas, I love quarterbacks as holders. Haas was a great one, and mostly because it's the way they catch the ball. Quarterbacks catch the ball with soft hands, under control. And the other part of it is he'd look up at you and go, "Just hit the ball." You know, it wasn't, "Hey, we really need this." You know, you're a kicker. Get it done.
Hostetler will hold for Matt Barr.
I held for him for years. It didn't matter. Just get the ball down, I'll kick it through. And he made some huge kicks for us.
And it all goes on his shoulders.
And the biggest kick of his career came in the 1990 NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers. With 4 seconds left, Barr had a chance to send the Giants to the Super Bowl.
You know that it's a win or lose situation. Take a deep breath, exhale, head down, follow through with the target.
Snap, spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
following week in Super Bowl 25, Barr could only watch from the sideline as Scott Norwood lined up for a chance to win a championship for the Bills.
The whole week, Scott was saying, I hope it comes down to a kick. Why would you want that? And sure enough, it did. Be careful what you wish for.
Norwood is right on the tip of his range.
8 seconds to go. Giants on top. In the air, got the distance, it is no good!
No good! Wide right!
That game represented what's best about football, especially Giants football, is that everyone contributed to the win. And I think I had the privilege of playing on a great team.
You know, even though he was a kicker, Matt Barr's personality fit in perfectly with that 1990 team. When we come back, we're going to take you inside the film room and look at one of the new Giants as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to take you inside the film room as we study the game of one of the new Giants, Janoris Jenkins. The Giants added some high-end quality to their secondary with the signing of Janoris Jenkins from the St. Louis Rams, now the L.A. Rams. We're going to take a look at him on film, and he's a dynamic player that can change momentum in a football game.
He most certainly can. Number one, he has the athletic ability to cover number one receivers one-on-one. Number two, he has a knack for being able to jump, spot footballs, and make key interceptions. But number three, he plays with a swagger and a confidence that he is going to get it done each and every play for your defense. So right now we're going to see him at the top of the screen matched up against Marcus Wheaton. Marcus Wheaton comes off of the line of scrimmage, goes to give him a stutter step, nothing. He is with him the entire time and then actually runs the route for Marcus Wheaton after he stops on it and comes up with a key interception for them up against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers.
You know, one of the other things that he showed in that, as he was in that off coverage, he immediately opened up his hips right away. So it almost took away the double move, as if you're going to try to run a double move, I'm already open and ready to run with you.
Not to mention the other thing that you see is he is a student of the game. You watch him going through the running backs or through the wide receivers, keeping his eyes on the quarterback and making sure that he knows where those quarterbacks' eyes are going. And that's how he has that knack and that ability to be able to jump routes and come up with key interceptions.
Let's look at some more of Janoris Jenkins and things that really stand out. This against the Arizona Cardinals.
And this is up against a burner, John Brown, at the top of the screen once again. Sure enough, he's going to be one-on-one against John Brown. John Brown is running the deep post. He sees him. He's running with him. But look at the closing speed that he has on this football. He is able to catch up to John Brown, keeps his eyes on the ball the entire time, and is able to come up with the key interception on Carson Palmer in the end zone.
It's, again, like a double move, and he runs the double move with the receiver.
And that's the great thing that you see a lot of these times that you're watching him run these. He looks like the wide receiver running the route right with him and comes up with key plays. Not to mention his ball skills, his hands being able to go get it up in the air at the highest point. That's what sets himself apart from other players.
We've got one more for you with Janoris Jenkins. We've seen him get a couple of interceptions here, but he has the ability to go the other way.
Yes, he does. He most certainly does. And now we're going to see him one-on-one, the bottom of the screen against Dez Bryant, somebody that we're very familiar with here. Playing off coverage, is looking, has his eyes in the backfield, sees Tony Romo, and this is all studying the game. He sees the break, clean, sees Dez Bryant, put his feet in the ground. He jumps this one and takes it right to the house. Once again, film study, his knowledge and understanding of his defense, but also his instincts. He sees him break, he sees his eyes on Tony Romo, easy touchdown interception.
Yeah, and that's something we saw Dominic Rogers-Cromartie do last year on the other side for the Giants, is anticipate, make breaks on the ball, had a couple of returns for touchdowns this season. All right, David, good breakdown.
I love this stuff. This is what it's all about, Bob Papa.
Janoris Jenkins will certainly bring big-time playmaking ability to this Giants defense. One guy who was a pleasant surprise last year, because not only did he play fullback, but he lined up at defensive tackle, Nikita Whitlock in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Nikita Whitlock, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Ooh, one thing I cannot live without, Nutty Buddies. I love Nutty Buddies. My favorite video game was Crash Bandicoot as a kid. Favorite food has to be barbecue. Celebrity crush, Aaliyah. Aaliyah was my celebrity crush. I would pick Omar Gooding to play me in a movie. Superstitions? Oh, I don't split poles. Never, ever. Last song I sang in the shower was Tupac, Hail Mary. One word to describe myself, energetic. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Nikita Whitlock.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Rashad Jennings had an opportunity to take place in a Bob's Discount Furniture commercial, and our Access Blue cameras followed him during the commercial shoot.
We're going to go through the whole thing from the top four times. Check audio again, please.
Well, you got to be right with a name like Jennings.
We're at Bob's Discount Furniture, and we're here to shoot a commercial, and I'm excited to promote the Jennings couch.
So be sure to ask for the Jennings by name. Only available at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, we're trying to sell some furniture and have some fun with it. It happens to be a particularly nice piece of furniture, the Jennings that we've named after him. So it's particularly fun when you've got a great product and a great personality, and he's got both.
You know, I want you to look at Bob when he's talking.
It's a fun shoot because we always like to have talent in. And in Rashad's case, we have two kinds of talent. He's obviously a great sports talent, but he's also very good in front of the camera.
My Jennings has all the right moves.
Well, it's got to be right with a name like Jennings.
Rashad Jennings, star running back for the New York Giants.
Oh, it was phenomenal. He's an amazing guy. He's full of laughter. He's very consistent. I enjoyed getting the honor to meet him and also work on set with him.
Sometimes you get people in front of the camera, you don't know what you're going to get. But I was delighted and relieved from the first line he delivered. I knew we were going to have a really great spot, and it was exciting to work with him.
Be sure to ask for the Jennings by name. Only available at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Proud to be the official furniture store of the New York Giants.
It's just a great partnership. You know, it's a win-win. I'm a big believer in business. When you have a win-win, you can't go wrong. And this has certainly been that kind of relationship.
After the commercial shoot, Rashad got a special behind-the-scenes tour to see how the Bob's Claymation characters come to life.
We're in the back rooms of Bob's Discount Furniture's Manchester, Connecticut location, and we do all the production in-house, including those cool little clay animation productions that you see with little clay Bob jumping around and doing his antics.
We take that shot into the computer, and we play it back frame by frame. And you can see we usually start with nice small moves, and then we go into a much larger, more dramatic action.
So what you see here are a bunch of phonemes of the positions that your mouth makes when you make certain sounds. When we get them all lined up, you'll see the lip sync match to the voice if we did our work correctly.
I work hard to create the hot look you want.
I have to say, a lot of work goes into 30 seconds. So a tremendous amount of respect for the guys and girls who do this on the daily.
So thanks for stopping by to see a little sneak peek behind the scenes. That's how we bring Clay Bob to life. We hope you enjoy the commercials and look forward to bringing you many more.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Obviously, the Giants added to their roster with the draft on Thursday, Friday, and earlier today. And the team reported to voluntary minicamp earlier in the week. That's really the two important components that have gone on here with this football team. And, you know, seeing the players back, working in the weight room, hanging out in the cafeteria, and out on the practice field really get the juices flowing. Not just for you, the Giants fans, but for everybody within the building. Because now really starts the process toward the 2016 season. The draft picks will come in next week. They'll get a taste of their first taste of what NFL life is all about. And a clearer picture is being formed as to how this Giants team is going to look in 2016. Hey, this is what makes it fun. This is what's exciting. the run-up to training camp, and the 2016 season. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Poppa. We'll see you again next week right here for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.